Hello everybody and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're looking forward to Integrated Systems Europe, the industry's premium event for smart home integrators, which runs from the 3rd to the 6th of February 2026 at the Gran Fira, Barcelona. Welcome to The Integrated Home. I am delighted to have two very special guests with me for this conversation. Welcome Mike Blackman from ISE and Daryl Friedman from Cedia.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, before we begin, can you just give us brief introductions into who you are and your roles? Mike, would you like to go first?
So I'm Mike Blackman. I'm Managing Director of ISE. My role is actually just to steer the wonderful team that I have that do the sales, the marketing, the organization. We've grown from when we did the first event in Geneva back in 2004, from myself and two others to a team of 40 people now, which is quite an achievement still for the size of show ISE is.
And Daryl?
Well, I'm Global President and CEO of Cedia, which is the Association for Smart Home Professionals. And we're a global association of installers, integrators, and manufacturers who provide great products for the home. And of course, we're partial half owner of ISE. So work very closely with Mike.
So Mike, what are the major themes and innovations we can expect to see at ISE 2026?
Well, I think one of the key things that covers the whole show is smart spaces. So talking about smart homes, smart buildings, smart working, etc., and how AV is so relevant for that. Cybersecurity has become quite a big theme because it's so relevant in both the workplace and the home nowadays as we start to talk and see more and more buildings, being residential or commercial, that are connected to the internet. This becomes a major theme, and we'll launch our first cyber security conference. Sustainability is a very strong theme, and again, reflects on all elements of the audiovisual business. And we ourselves are a supporter of SAVE, which is the association that's been started to actually try and push manufacturers into being sustainable. So we as a show are trying to be more sustainable as well and putting sustainable practices into the organization of the show. And, you know, not only pushing it, so set an example, but also seen as a theme that we have to address. AI is something that's just touching everything at the moment. And we're seeing as a theme, and again, we cover AI in all our conference programs. It's becoming more and more significant in all aspects of AV. Robotics, you saw last year, we've had the drones for quite a few years, but last year we introduced the humanoid robots as well as robotic dogs. It's a bit early, but we see it as a theme and something that we start to come into everyday life. And then we look at things that become relevant to everybody in the industry, like legislation. You know, what new legislation, what new aspects of doing business start to affect companies and individuals in there as well.
How has the show evolved in recent years? And what does that evolution say about the direction of the AV and smart home industries?
Just before we moved to Barcelona, we said our goal has to be not just that ISE is a reflection of the industry, but more of a magnifying glass or a telescope as to what's coming. We should be actually leading the industry. I hope the eventual concept is we become the influencer. We're still a way away from that, but it should be the place where we start to influence how the industry is going, where we get thought leadership, we get thought leaders coming in and actually helping to the companies, individuals, integrators, etc., to actually decide which direction, which products, which solutions they start to develop.
Absolutely. And the growth is phenomenal in terms of both the size of ISE as well as the scope of ISE. I mean, I always go to ISE to see what's going to be coming to, you know, the US in terms of the smart home market. And the categories have grown so much. I mean, I remember in the beginning, it was mostly AV and, you know, audio rooms and things like that. And now with the expansion into e-game, esports and drones and everything else, it really is the place to see what's coming down the pipeline in technology that's going to be in the home in a year from now.
What new initiatives or formats are being introduced to enhance the attendee experience this year?
Obviously, there's still some things being decided on, but we're doing a lot. One of the things that we try to do with ISE, and this is where Cedia gets very involved in helping us in that directioning and you know, saying what are the trends, which areas should we focus on? Integrated living, becomes a very, very strong trend there as well. And, you know, particularly after the pandemic, that we've seen more people be more conscious about work-life balance and how they integrate their working time as well, and seeing hybrid working as a theme. So, I mean, I saw some figures recently that showed the increase in connectivity in the home and more demand for high-speed internet as a result of people start to work at home. So we look at well-being as well. So this has become a quite a strong theme. I think as people become more affluent, more disposable income, they look at this as part of their home life as well. What else have we got? We look at design and aesthetics as part of that as well. So all these are all subjects that we're trying to put into our conference program, into our education program at ISE, and themes we're trying to cover.
What are the goals for growing the smart home audience that attends the show?
We want to be the ultimate destination to find out what's happening in this marketplace. Certainly for Europe, we have that positioning. We still are missing some companies. We're still, you know, but I think that we're getting more and more traction. Where we're missing, and we're doing a lot of work at the moment, is when it comes to architects, interior designers, specifiers. You know, we have traction. We get some of those people, but we believe that if we're going to grow the marketplace, if we're going to grow the interest, then this is an audience we have to get. Most of the key custom installers are coming to ISE already, and at some stage we'll have exhausted the potential of those people who are bringing. So the next stage will be, because the manufacturers say, we want to see the specifiers, we want to see the architects, etc. So that's a lot of our target for the future.
And Daryl, what are CEDIA's goals for ISE 2026?
Dealing with the design and build community, the specifiers, is something that is very important to our community. So this year, in fact, at CEDIA Expo in September, you know, we had a big focus on that. We had a town hall with the design community, our counterpart association on the kitchen bath designers, and then we had a keynote speaker who was a builder and a HGTV star who talks about construction. So really, as we're trying to bring those trades all together and hopefully really come to fruition in ISE in February of 26, which will be the year of architecture for UNESCO. So it's a good timing for us, and it's a key initiative for CEDIA.
Yeah, so we're taking advantage of that and seeing now that we've got the focus of bringing architects to Barcelona, let's really push the relevance of ISE, the relevance of technology and design. And we're working already, we have some inroads now to the organizers of the events which are going on in that area to actually bring ISE as part of that program. So we're doing a lot. We think we've got some good catalysts to help us attract these people. And what it means now is actually just making sure we put a nice program in place that they actually see, okay. My belief is that if we just bring architects to the show, we could lose them. You know, you come in and I remember some time ago, someone came to visit ISE and they said to me, oh, it's just about screens. I said, no, that's the front end you're seeing. You know, there's solutions behind this which are much more important. And I think that's how we have to treat these guys as well, is actually show them, let them understand what these solutions mean and how it actually makes a difference to their business.
How do you think this will be reflected in the show floor participation at the event?
We were very successful in creating these demonstration spaces in the high-end market, and it was one of the demands that we looked for ages to try and find a solution. We found that solution. The result was a boom. And support from that part of our community. We've now got that same facility potential for the residential audio sector. So we've got an area of the building where at the moment we've just got about 12 rooms, but we also have a temporary solution to build temporary units as well to enhance that and extend it like they do here at CEDIA Expo. And we realize there are a lot of companies who want to have that solution, but it's limited on, you know, the cost of building that for a one-off for most exhibitors. It's just not realistic. So having found a solution now, we can actually say, okay, we have the space for you. Fira came to us and said, we're going to do some work on this. What are your requirements? And we said, well, we'd like a whole lot of rooms that have this amount of sound reinforcement. They built that for us. And we want to expand that and create more. We're also looking at what else can we do for the residential community to enhance, you know, and these are the discussions we have to actually say, what do you want? What is there that will actually make the difference for you to be able to exhibit at ISE or to come and visit ISE? They're not all things that we can deliver, but we have to listen.
Which technologies or categories do you believe will define the next wave of growth in smart home systems?
Well, of course, audiovisual is in our DNA. It was what CD was founded on. But the smart home has grown, you know, well beyond that, where that's a key part, but so much more. I mean, I think one of the key initiatives is, you know, we have aging in place as the population gets older. We want to make sure that people have access to living their lives the way they want to and staying in home to do that. So I think that's a big component. I think also the power management is something that's coming quite extensively. And of course, you know, lighting and shading. I mean, I think the idea here is that you can bring the outside in and you can bring the inside out. We want to make people feel good in their homes. And so when the sun's coming up and the sun's going down, your home will mimic that and you'll feel in tune and in sync with the circadian rhythms. And of course, if you're outside, we want you to have that same experience as well in your patio or your garden. We can have a TV that you can see in full sun and a sound system that sounds just as good in your home. And of course, as Mike mentioned, AI is in everything now. And we're seeing that here at CEDIO Expo this year. We saw that in many of the exhibits. And I think what's happening is, you know, we talk about AI and we talk about robotics. It's the same thing in a way as AI trying to get out of your phone, trying to get out of your laptop. And the AI is saying, I want arms, I want legs, I want to do more. And when we get to that point, and we're already seeing, we saw at ISE last year, when we're seeing delivery of humanoid robots to homes, those price points are coming down. I think that'll be a focus also for CEDIO. As we're getting more complexity in the home, I think there was a time, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago where people felt, well, I can go to a store, buy a box, plug it in, and I've got a smart home. And I think consumers are becoming more savvy. They do need a professional integrator. And as these systems become more complex, they don't want 20 remotes or 20 apps. They want a very seamless and easy to use control system. So what the integrator can do, and the consumer is now understanding this, is make your home safe, comfortable, and entertaining.
And Daryl, what will CEDIO be offering in terms of its conference content for the smart home audience?
Yeah, we have a smart stage right across from our booth, and that's sort of thought leadership. Those are free events for people to come in. Often they're tied to the conference program, so someone might stop by and get a taste of a new technology or a new theme or thought leadership, and then say, I want to learn more about that. And then they can do a deeper dive in the conference program that Paul will be talking about.
What other initiatives from CEDIO will there be?
Well, of course, as I mentioned, that is design and build is a key one. I think also elevating the industry. I mean, we see a big focus of CEDIO is to make the integrator a recognized profession on par with everybody else, you know, every other trade that impacts the home. So it's the architect, the designer, et cetera. So as we're doing more and more of that in the United States, including going to Washington, D.C. to lobby for a category of occupation, some of those things are also happening in the European market. In fact, in the UK, now we have this idea of it's a recognized field on the job site in the labor ministry in the UK. So all of that's going to be a message for us. And of course, we use ISE as a platform to do our annual meeting. So we'll talk about what CEDIO has been doing for the past year and what CEDIO is coming up with in the coming year.
How is ISE helping to cover the crossover points between residential, commercial, and experiential AV sectors?
I think it's one of the differences you see in the US and Europe. In the US, I think the commercial and residential markets do have a very separate distinction. Whereas in Europe, you find more of a crossover, that they're doing both. One of the European integrators once said to me, their biggest market is commercial, but they have so many customers in their commercial business who come to them and say, well, can you do my home? And they can't risk not doing that. So what has happened is outside of the UK, the market has developed that you have the same companies doing commercial and residential. So we have to offer both sides in there to satisfy them.
How does CEDIO's involvement in ISE help elevate the residential channel within a broader AV context?
Well, you're seeing so much more interest from the residential. Since I've been here, the 4 years I've been to, you're seeing a growth of residential integrators coming. I think a lot of it is what Mike just talked about, which is that the crossover is really important. A smart home residential integrator is not only interested in residential integration. So they're coming to the ISE is even more interesting in some ways than CEDIO Expo in the United States, because that's just a residential show primarily. When a smart home residential integrator goes to ISC, they're getting all sorts of ideas about what's happening in the commercial space that might actually come over to the residential space, or if they want to expand their business into commercial, there's a lot more. And as some of these integrators are finding, when they're doing 6,000 square feet, 7,000 square feet mansions, those are essentially commercial projects that are, you know, the commercial systems are needed to make that happen. One of the beautiful things for residential integrators at ISC is to see everything that's going on there, not just the residential piece, but all the other activations.
Now, Mike, ISC is a truly international event. How are you working to ensure global relevance and accessibility for exhibitors and attendees?
So we started off as a very much a European event. It's expanded because of the timing and the amount of product launches that are actually happening, that we're getting more and more integrators that are coming from all over the world, from the US, from Australia, from Asia, etc. And it's because they want to see what's latest things happening in the market. But there's another, something else which is significant. You're finding US integrators who are doing projects or have partners in Europe or have customers in Europe they come across to. So you can imagine, Ellen DeGeneres, for example, has got a home in LA and one in UK now as well. And so, you know, she's got her connections in the US, and we'll probably use to go to the same integrator because of trust or connections and say, okay, come and do my home in the UK. And they can actually make the decision. Do they do it themselves or do they work with a UK partner? So you'll find this link. Business is international. That's one part. Second part is the timing. You know, we're getting all the product launches. So everyone wants to come and see that. And travel is easy. We try to facilitate that at ISE. We negotiate with the hotels to try and we fix pricing. They're allowed to, everyone's got to make a living. So they're allowed to raise their prices every year, but not more than 3% above the inflation rate. The second thing is we look at other things we can facilitate. We're working with the city. They've extended the airport, not just for us, but, you know, we're one of the catalysts that have done that. So there is a second runway coming in to actually offer more international flights. They were able to negotiate to bring flights, direct flights from China now. So many of the Chinese, Guangzhou, Beijing, Shenzhen, can fly directly to Barcelona. You're going to see the same coming from most US cities as well, that you can fly to Barcelona from most cities.
And finally, if you could just sum it up, why should smart home integrators attend ISE?
Well, it's the place to go. I mean, it's such an amazing show for the residential space. You'll see everything that's happening, that you'll meet with your manufacturers and your contacts out there, but you'll also see what's coming. And that's the key about, I think ISE is better than any show in the world in terms of forecasting the next big trends. And so our CDM members want to be ahead of the curve. They want to know what's coming down the pipeline. So I think that's a great advantage of it. And again, because the breadth of the show, they're not just interested in what's residential. They don't want to be confined to that. They want to see the commercial stuff. They want to see the other things that are happening. And it just broadens their perspectives. And when they go home, they have a whole different perspective, much wider aperture on what they can do in their businesses.
Mike?
You know, I think we offer, again, repeating what Daryl says, we're offering a scope to actually help companies expand their business. We're showing them what's new. And, you know, I have to say it's the best show in the world and the place to be. But we also have great partners to actually help us. You know, we have a great team, but we reach out to our exhibitors. We get guidance from Daryl and his team, also from the Avixa team as well, to actually look and say, not just what's relevant today, but what's going to be relevant for them in the future. But more importantly, for those, say, for the integrators coming, how are they going to support their businesses? How are they going to grow their businesses? What can we do? What information can we do to actually help them give confidence to be in this great industry?
Don't just keep up with the industry, get ahead of it. Join us for ISE 2026 in Barcelona. Use our special code IntegratedHomePod for free registration at iseurope.org.
Okay, I'm delighted now to be joined by Paul DeLenk. Paul, hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, I know who you are, but for anyone listening, can you describe who you are and your role at Cedia?
Sure. So I'm Paul DeLenk with Cedia. I've been with Cedia for a little over a year and a half now. overseeing all of the education and training that CEDIA offers globally. Certification standards, curriculum content, learning management system, and then also any content that we have for any of our national and international sessions, like CEDIA Expo, which is in September in Denver, and then with ISC, which is in Barcelona in February.
I am very glad you mentioned ISE because that's what we're here to talk about today. So would you be able to give us an overview of the vision behind CEDIA's Smart Home Technology Conference at ISE 2026?
Sure. Yeah. So this year in 2026, we're really taking the approach of all the changes that are happening within the smart home industry, technology, and also making sure that we've tailor it more specifically to the European market. As I referenced with my introduction, CEDIA has two big events. We have, the CEDIA Expo, which is in the US, and then with ISE being in Barcelona in Europe. Obviously, there are some similarities, but in 2026, we really did a good job at making sure that the topics and the presenters really fit the European market for those integrators who come there who live within the continent so that they're able to see specifically what's going on within the smart home.
Fantastic. And what do you think? I know you've talked about making it more European in feel, but what is it about this year's program do you think that stands out, that makes it special?
So I think a couple things that we are bringing to ISE this year is, and we can probably dig into it a little bit more, but we are focusing in on cybersecurity, or even if you want to change the word, from security in the home. Obviously, you look at the news and anything that pops up, there's cybersecurity or networking that's being compromised. So we are focusing on that topic as well for this year. And then another area where we're also focusing in on is AI and emerging technologies. We've had these sessions in the past, but I think in the past it's been just high level, what is this technology? What are the benefits in using this? But for this year, we're actually trying to show this live in real time to how you can harness AI within the home, and you can see it happen right in front of you as you attend our session, which I think will be the next step, next level, as we all wrap our heads around this technology.
And so just big picture for a moment, why do you think it's important for integrators to attend the conference program you're putting together for ISE?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I think there has just been an explosion of new technology, what it really means to be a smart home. I think up to this point, some people would just say, I have an Alexa or a Google Home in my house, so I have a smart home. But obviously, we know that there's so many different controls and advancements in lighting and AI and cybersecurity. And so I think we are really, with CEDIA, we're trying to bring this and explain these new technologies, how to implement this within the smart home, how it all networks together. So I think that's where you'll see the shift in 2026, where we're really bringing this front and center to what does this technology mean? How do you integrate it? What's happening within lighting? What's happening in AI? So that you can go home and be able to start implementing these items within your company, within the smart home.
And let's look at each of the six tracks that make up the conference program. One that I'm particularly interested in, which is a brand new track for 2026, is something on CEDIA standards. So good to see that CEDIA's got that joined up thinking with education and standards. What's really at the heart of this track?
Sure, absolutely. So the track that you're referencing is CEDIA's RP, which is Recommended Practice 1, which covers performance facts. And so at ISE this year, we're going to have four 90-minute sessions taking a piece of RP1 and explaining it, giving it an overview of what these performance facts are. And also exciting too with Cydia is that the RP1 is just gone out for a public review. So it's been finalized. So right now we're capturing feedback from the public. But those who are able to attend ISE are able to see kind of a sneak peek on what specifically the performance facts will cover and within those four sessions that will be offered at ISE.
And you talked also about AI and emerging technologies. That's track two that I just want to have a quick look at. Now, the thing that stood out for me, obviously those AI live workshops that you've talked about, but... I see that Rich Green is going to be in attendance again. So what can we look forward to from Rich?
Absolutely. So Rich Green, amazing, lifetime award winner, fellow. Rich Green will be gracing us again at ISE. And he will be, his session again will be on the future technologies and also looking at what's coming out of Silicon Valley. But I do think within this, not to give it all away, but I know he would talk about just the advancements of AI, where things currently are today in AI, where things are going in the near future. And, you know, once you get Rich going, you know, he's not meant to stare, but he definitely makes you think as you talk to him about AI. So can definitely give you a bigger picture of, again, why this is important. And the other thing I like about this future technology session is he explains it, but also gives you a practical reasoning of, you know, why this is important and also the ethical ways of using AI, which is important. And then I wouldn't be surprised also in that session if Rich also talks about robotics in the home, you know, where things are going. Within globally, just what we're seeing within robotics that are coming to the home.
Yeah, it should be fascinating that. And you talked also about cybersecurity and home privacy and security. That's being led by another subject matter expert who's really good on this content, which is Jeff Sonnleitner. What do you see as being important to draw attention to in this this track?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you referenced with Jeff, and what we are working on too as a Cydia globally is Jeff will be giving an overview of just, you know, the cybersecurity, why is it important, especially in the home. And again, I think when we think of cybersecurity, you know, you automatically go to, you know, governments, you know, international, you know, data breaches. But within the home, obviously, we're connected to the network and Wi-Fi. And so there is security that needs to be thought about and set up as you're putting these new technologies within the home. And so what Jeff's session is providing is just what are some tips and tricks, things to think about? Why do we care so much about passwords and sharing passwords? You know, what is the worst case scenario that could happen? And then the takeaway actually from that session, as well as stage talks that will also be happening at ISE, is there will be a cybersecurity Cydia guide that would be provided that can kind of be a roadmap after you leave ISE and after you've attended the session that you can take home and you have everything combined and you're able to reference as you're trying to just educate and inform the consumer, the customer, and also, to be honest, even, you know, the teenager or preteen who's gaming all night in the basement and why they shouldn't be sharing their password and the networking with their friends and just keeping that on the forefront. So this would definitely be more of just a how-to introduction, but just such an important topic as this is affecting everyone globally.
That sounds fascinating. Really, really interesting one. And I see that lighting and wellness is also going to be important at ISE. So can you give us some insight into that track?
Yes. So Andy Bull, who is based out in the UK, will be leading some of these sessions. But we also will have other Cydia individuals who look at wellness within lighting, human-centric lighting. And then also highlighting a recent white paper that CEDIA produced, which is part one in a couple series that deal with human-centric lighting and wellness technology. And so again, this would be informing the attendee on what this is, you know, how lighting can affect, you know, mood, personalities, you know, helping seasonal depression, and really looking at as we design and put in technologies in the smart home, just being more cognizant that yes, we know that lighting is changing, but looking at it at more of the wellness and overall, you know, features that the consumer would like to see, and why it's important to really focus on this as you're installing lighting within the home.
And then track five, we have home cinema and immersive audio. I think there's probably going to be some really good tech sessions in there.
Absolutely. So there'll be a lot of, like you said, good sessions, hands-on techniques, you know, how to set up a room, looking at the different sound levels within a home cinema, you know, a little bit of design, a little bit of lighting, you know, audio, and just how to look at different spaces and making sure that the entertainment for the consumer fits with what they need, but also looking at the immersive audio that could be put into these spaces and just being able to get that hands-on experience as well.
Fantastic. And then, of course, business, which is huge sort of range of courses I see on the business track. Any highlights for you in there?
So I would say for me, it's just thinking about, you know, the winning business culture, you know, how to be profitable, how to look at different ways that you can bring in new technology within your portfolio, what you offer, kind of going back to that, you know, lighting, human centric, you know, what are different things that could be done to help your business grow and succeed, and just, you know, having success as you leave ISE and the practices that can be put into your company right when you get home after ISE.
And there were some great speakers again in there. Obviously, Leslie Shiner, who's a great CEDIA speaker on business, will be there. But also, I can see that a number of integrators, you know, peer-led sessions, which I think is super important, that it will be people talking from experience that other integrators can trust, because these guys have been there and seen it and done it.
Absolutely. And to echo what you just said, I think the best success of education is when you're able to have panel discussions, real world situations, you know, how did this work for me? What did I do? How did this work for you? And what success have you seen? So definitely really excited about the business tracks that we have. And again, like you mentioned, Leslie Shiner, she's a name within CEDIA, and she always makes you think differently. And even though, you know, there's might be some accounting and financials that she covers, she does it in a fun, exciting, real world, practical way that you can implement within your business.
The other thing that I think is really attractive is how to pay for all this education. And I couldn't believe it when I looked at the early bird rate for these all access CEDIA conference passes. And I know you can't go to everything, but all you need to do from doing the math is four sessions, and that pass has paid for itself. So €280 before the 31st of December 2025 seems to me like a bargain.
Completely agree. Absolutely. And especially with the content that we have and the tracks that we have, I would say it's a great value. That full CEDIA pass of €280 gives you access to all of our education sessions for the 3 days that we're there in Barcelona. So I definitely would want to make sure you secure your pass. And if you're not able to do that, also to look at other session passes that we have as well.
So everything, I bet, is online. Where should people go to find out more?
iseurope.org would be where you could go to reserve your spot for our sessions.
Excellent. Well, look, Paul, you're a busy man, so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and look forward to catching up with you face-to-face in Barcelona.
Absolutely. And Jeff, before we go, I have one more exciting add-on. This year, on top of our amazing education tracks that we have that we covered. We also are going to have a full day workshop, which is Monday, February 2nd, from 9 a.m. To 6 p.m. And again, with the importance of standards, recommended practices, we have the CEDIA recommended practice 32, which covers audio system measurement and verification workshop. So this is open, obviously, to smart home integrators, but there is this is also going to be open to commercial integrators as well. Seats are limited, so if this is something of interest to you, or you want to share this with someone who works within the audio system measurement, please make sure you attend this session. It's a full day workshop. Great SMEs will be leading this this workshop, but wanted to add that in because we ran out of time, so we had to put it on before everything goes live on Tuesday. So that Monday, February 2nd, the CEDIA RP32 workshop is also open and available on the website.
Very cool. And will that be covered with the All Access Pass, or is that going to be priced separately?
This is a separate price, so it does not include the full conference pass. So this is a separate ticket event.
So people can go where to find out about that, Paul?
So to find that out about this, it's also iseurope.org/CEDIA workshops.
Thank you, Mike, Darrell, and Paul for sharing all their thoughts and news on ISE 2026 with us today. You can find out more about The Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe. We support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors, and integrators freely giving of their time, products, and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff, and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.